Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. It is written in the Quran in Surah 3, Ayah 3 and Ayah 4, He hath revealed unto thee the Scripture with truth, confirming that which was revealed before it, even as he revealed the Torah and the Gospel aforetime for the guidance of mankind, and hath revealed the criterion of right and wrong. Lo, those who disbelieve the revelations of Allah, theirs will be a heavy doom. Allah is mighty, able to requite the wrong. The Quran teaches that God revealed the law and the gospel for the guidance of mankind. If you believe the Quran, then you will study the law and the gospel, the Bible, for your guidance. If you disbelieve these revelations, yours will be a heavy doom, according to the Quran. Messiah Jesus said, He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. John chapter 12, verse 48. God said, My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. You need to study the Bible, the Word of God. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study the Bible, the Word of God, the Word of truth. We need to know the Word of God so that we can righteously live, so that our ignorance does not cause us to be ashamed. It is written in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 15, And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. We need to study the Bible, the Word of God, in order to become wise unto salvation in Messiah Jesus. We need to study so that we will come to know God, our Heavenly Father, and to know Messiah Jesus, our Savior. We need to study the Bible so that we will be saved from sin. We need to be saved from going to hell when we die. Yes, we need to study the Bible to be corrected, to be reproved, to learn the truth, true doctrine. We need instruction in righteousness from the Bible to live righteous lives, equipped for all good works. All Scripture includes the Old Testament as well as the New Covenant. We need to study the whole Bible. Timothy learned the Holy Scriptures as a child, which included the Old Testament. His grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice were believers in God and in the Word of God. Notice Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The Old Testament was written for our learning. Concerning the history of the people of Israel in the Bible, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So the Old Testament is for our learning, for examples, and for our admonition, our warning. Listen to James chapter 1, verse 21. Whereby layest apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Are you willing to receive the word of God with meekness? The word of God is able to save your soul. Do you want to be saved from sin and from hell? Then study the Bible. Have the word of God grafted into you to become a part of you. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby unto salvation. When Jesus was tempted by the tempter, the devil, Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus quoted Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, chapter 8, verse 3. Yes, we need spiritual food, the word of God. You will starve spiritually without the word of God. The word of God will cause you to grow spiritually. You eat physical food every day. You need to read the word of God every day. If you do not eat physical food, you will suffer malnutrition. Eventually, you will starve to death. If you do not feed upon the word of God, you will become spiritually malnourished. You will starve to death eventually spiritually. It is important for us to feed upon the word of God, to seek the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby unto salvation. It is good for us to read at least a chapter a day of the Bible or more. You can set a time each day for your Bible reading and prayer, a time that fits into your daily schedule best. What is the best time for you? It is good to get into the habit of reading and praying every day at the same time. Will you do this? You can decide now to be a daily Bible reader. The Lord will bless you. You will grow spiritually, growing in your knowledge of the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Children need to be taught the Word of God. Fathers are to teach their children. Listen to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Yes, fathers are commanded to bring their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Fathers are to teach their children the Word of God. Mothers and grandmothers can teach their children also, as Lois and Eunice taught Timothy. Daily Bible reading needs to include the children. Timothy was told to have reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13 and verse 16. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save yourself and them that hear you. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13 and 16. So then there is to be public reading of the Bible in the congregation, exhortation and doctrine in the congregation, in church, in order to save those who hear, and also the teacher. We read also in Ephesians chapter 4:11 that the Lord gave teachers in the church. A congregation is to have teachers so that all will be taught. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 also, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Teachers and Bible study are needful for the building up of Christians for the work of the Lord. You need to be in Bible studies. You need to be taught the Word of God. We need to study every book of the Bible. We need to learn the Word of God so that we can live fruitful lives serving Messiah, Jesus. It is written in Psalm 119, verse 11, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. In the 119th Psalm, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. In Psalm 119, verse 130, The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3, we read, Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. So we have learned that the Word of God will keep us from sinning if it is put in our hearts. The Word of God is a light unto our feet, a lamp, a light unto our pathway. And the entrance of God's Word gives us light and gives understanding. And we will be blessed if we keep the things that are written in the Scripture. Do you believe that Jesus, Messiah, is a prophet of God? Then you need to believe what he said. And you need to believe what he claimed to be. He claimed to be the Son of God. Do you believe him? You need to. The gospel is that Jesus, the Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He is the only one who died for your sins. There is forgiveness in no one else. You can believe him, that he is the Son of God. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Messiah for the forgiveness, the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free printed copy of this study, a free New Testament, or free book Origin of the Cosmos and the Evidences of God, or free Bible Correspondence course, or a free Improve Your English course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Church of Christ, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Sweet is the song, sweet is the song I'm singing today.
I'm singing today.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Trouble and sorrow,
trouble and sorrow,
I've vanished away.
I've vanished away.
I have been
redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
My love divine.
My love divine.
Glory, glory, Christ is mine.
Christ is mine.
Christ is mine. All to him.
All to him.
I now resign.
I now resign.
I have been
redeemed.
Precious indeed.
Precious indeed.
Is my Savior to me.
Is my Savior to me.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Happy in glory.
Happy in glory.
Someday I shall be.
Someday I shall be.
I have been
redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
My love divine.
My love divine.
Glory, glory.
Christ is mine.
Christ is mine.
My I have been redeemed.